Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And Jesus looked around and said to his disciples how difficult it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples were amazed at his words. And Jesus said to them again, children, how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. And they were exceedingly astonished and said to him, then who can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, with man it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God. The question of who can be saved brings to mind a sort of phone book, a list of people and groups and things as we think about who thinks they're saved and who doesn't, or who thinks they're saved but they're not, or who thinks they're getting in but maybe they may not be. So we're going to go through a list. I don't have a phone book. That's not my job, by the way, to determine that. But we're going to go through a list of some of the things that Scripture brings to mind and find out what God says about who can be saved. So we'll start where Jesus starts. The rich are not saved by their wealth, which is what Jesus was saying. Their wealth does not save them, nor does it point to their salvation. The famous, as that goes hand in hand with the rich and famous, the famous are not saved by their fans. No matter how many followers or how many people you have cheering your name when you step out of the car, the famous are not saved by their fans. Old Testament scripture talks about the mighty are not saved by their strength. The king will not be saved by his army. The wise of the world are not saved by their wisdom of the world. And the politicians are not saved by their platforms. Then, who can be saved? From 1 Corinthians 1, Paul writes, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. So let's continue. The busy are not saved by their lists of things to do and checklists to mark off. The lazy are not saved by their good intentions. The genius is not saved by their knowledge. The crafty are not saved by their schemes. And the noisy, you know the noisy, the ones who want all of the attention and get everybody looking at them. The noisy are not saved by their volume. Then who can be saved? Paul once again writes in 1 Corinthians, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God, the wisdom of God. The progressive are not saved by their enlightenment. The conservative are not saved by their values. The church is not saved by its membership. And the Christian is not saved by his affiliation. The pre, the non, or the un are not saved by their prefixes. Then who can be saved? From Psalm 80, verse 3, restore us, O God, make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. The world is not saved by its wonders, nor the cosmos saved by its great expanse. Humankind is not saved by its goodness. The body is not saved by its health. The soul is not saved by its transcendence. Then who can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, with man it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God. We hear in Isaiah 45, turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. Acts chapter 15. But we believe that we will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus, just as they will. And in Romans 10, Paul writes, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified. With the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And then finally, the one we Lutherans probably know best, Ephesians 2. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Who then can be saved? It's not a question that we as Lutherans contemplate much, because we do believe in that Ephesians chapter 2 verse that we have been saved by grace through faith. We have been saved by faith given to us in the waters of holy baptism. We have been saved by the work of Christ on the cross, and we are reminded and strengthened in that as we gather for the supper. We kind of have it down sometimes, I think. But we have to be careful, because we too can think sometimes that we are saved by our traditions, our heritage, our knowledge of our catechism and our sacraments. We can sometimes think that we are saved by other things. They all point to Jesus, which is good, but they don't in themselves save. Our hymnal doesn't save. Our great hymn writers don't save. Martin Luther doesn't save. But Jesus Christ alone does. And it is through his work on the cross that we are saved. It is through our baptisms, when we are connected to his work on the cross, that we are saved. It is in the hearing of the word that faith is strengthened and we are saved. But it is all because of Christ crucified that we are saved. Who then can be saved? It is a hard truth. It is difficult for us to understand sometimes that, as Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is one way to be saved. And that is in faith in Jesus Christ. In the words when he says, I have done this for you. My blood shed for you. My body given for you. The waters of holy baptism for you. All of these things. As Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. As Paul writes in Ephesians, there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God who is over all and in all and through all. There is one way to be saved. That's through Jesus. That is the message for us to hear this day and for us to share always with those around us. It is not easy. It's not simple. It's not clean. And it certainly is not favorable to a lot of people, but it is the way to eternal life, forgiveness of sins, and salvation in Christ alone. Amen.